Chapter 41. Kayla Prado slid her Louis Vuitton suitcase into the trunk of the rental car. She thought she'd feel different when she actually left Vic. She had anticipated tears, terror, anger, but there was none of that. She'd cried a million tears in the last several years over the state of her marriage. She had cried even more of them when she got back to the hotel. She thought she might die of embarrassment after walking in on Dee and Jess. Desperation was never pretty, no matter how much mascara and lipstick you covered it in. And there was no denying her pursuit of Jess after all these years smacked of lonely desperation. Was she scared of leaving behind the comfortable, if unhappy, life she had with Vic? Of course she was. She had defined herself by Vic for 2 decades. Had basked in the warmth of his fame and charm and money. She supposed she still might even love him, but without some distance, it would be impossible to tell. She had lost so much of herself in the process that she had almost forgotten who she was. She had once been the wild child, fiercely independent, clever, beautiful. Now she felt like nothing so much as a line drawing, a hollow outline of someone who might or might not be there. The time had finally come for her to redefine herself, and to be more than an adjunct on Vic Prado's Wikipedia page. And if there was any anger, it was aimed more at herself than at Vic. She had been complicit, looking the other way all these years, as her husband bed-surfed his way first through the major leagues and then through Scottsdale. She had played a fair amount of musical beds herself. "Come on, Kate, darling, don't do this," Dee said, even as she brought out Kayla's matching Gladstone bag to the car. "The thing with Jesse, I'm sorry about." "Don't be sorry," she said, taking the brown leather satchel from Dee's hand and placing it in the trunk next to the suitcase. "I'm happy for you. Jess is a great guy. He deserves someone like you. I guess I half hoped you two might wind up together. Turning up at his house with you there was good for me. Maybe it was the best thing. It showed me how low I'd gotten, how I was looking to be rescued. I'm the only one who can do that. I see that now. And I can't do it around Vic." "Where are you going?" "To my folks' house in Taos for a little while. Then," she shrugged, "I've got a flight to Albuquerque out of Logan later today. I'm going to sightsee a little in Boston first."
"Call me when you get to Taos, please," Dee said. "I want to know you're all right."
"Sure." She wrapped her arms around Dee and kissed her softly on the lips. "You've been a good friend to me. You've been the only real friend I've had for a long time."
"What should I tell Vic?"
"I left him a long letter, but please don't tell him where I went. I'll deal with him directly, but I need some time. You understand?"
"I do, darling, I do."
"Thanks." When they let go of each other, Dee called after Kayla,
"Don't forget to phone."
Kayla blew a kiss, got into the car, and was gone. Dee wasn't exactly racked with guilt, but she wasn't feeling very good about herself at that moment. The most obvious reasons being she wasn't real, and she wasn't really a friend, in spite of how much she had grown to care for Kayla. And with Kayla gone, Vic would be particularly vulnerable to her. Dee was sure if she gave in to Vic's advances now, she could cull the intel she'd been looking for all these months. The intel that would finally bring Vic's sham empire down. The thing was, she hadn't counted on falling so hard for Jesse Stone. She knew enough of their history from Kayla, and had seen enough of the dynamic between Jesse and Vic to know that if Jesse ever found out she had slept with Vic, there would be no second chances. Suddenly, everything in her life was at risk and in play. She had staked her savings and her career on a wild gamble. Now she had to figure the odds of that gamble against losing a man she might actually want to fall in love with. Dee was so absorbed with her own troubles that she didn't notice the white Sentra take off after Kayla's rental car.